Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You see a documentary, though, and then all these people talking about it makes you think. That's all. I saw one of them. Made me think. But now every time it's one of those things now I hear her, and that's what I think of. Like, did she kill Kurt Cobain? I don't know. A lot of people think she did. Enough people to make multiple documentaries about it.
Well, it's because they were so popular. I mean, you know, it's just, with the people that popular.
Yeah.
You want to get eyeballs. You want to sell a story. And you put them right in the middle of it? Come on. And then this is why you're buying into this nonsense?
I did not say I was buying into it.
You said there are people out there that do think that she killed him.
That is true. And I watched the documentary. I didn't come out of it saying, oh, she definitely did. But I came out of it saying, well, that's some interesting stuff there.
I don't know. For some reason, I kind of like her for some reason.
Courtney Love?
Yeah.
When was the last time you heard from her?
I don't know.
Last time I heard from her is when she killed Kurt Cobain.
Jesus.
No, I'm kidding. Yes. When had she done it? It was the last time she did something.
I don't know, but I've always kind of liked her.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen her. I feel like I saw her interviewed recently somewhere, and she seems very normal these days. Like, very much like you would expect a woman of her age to be looking and acting and behave. It doesn't seem like a crazy rock and roller anymore.
Who was throwing her shoes up at, yeah. Remember that? It was like an MTV event. She was taking her shoes off and throwing it at people, clearly out of control.
Maybe I like that. Maybe that was what I saw that I liked.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Sometimes I want to throw my shoes at people.
I understand. That happens. I get it. Yeah, I didn't come out. I just want to be clear. I didn't come out of those documentaries saying 100% I agreed with those documentaries, but I was just surprised. When I heard it was a Nirvana documentary about the life and death of Kurt Cobain, I was like, I'm into it because I was a big Nirvana fan. I put it on, and I was like, I had no idea it was like some conspiracy theory about how he died. I just assumed that he had killed himself, and that was that.
A lot of those things going on these days.
What do you mean?
Conspiracy theories.
Oh, about how things happen and all of that? Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to John in Jersey. Johnny, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, boys. So I've been a paramedic in New York City for 30 years. Definitely the earlier years of my career, there was many a clipped-off mirror that went unreported.
Yep.
Now there's just a network of cameras that you just can't get away with. But the most notorious one I've had in my career, I guess you could say, we were going to an assignment in South Ozone Park. A chicken crossed in front of us. We hit the chicken. Feathers were all over the place. Kept on responding. Told the dispatcher that we struck a chicken on 130th Street. They just didn't know what to say. And we went to the job. 2 days later, I get called into my director's office needing an incident report because somebody reported that we struck their chicken.
Oh, really? So the owner of the chicken was very upset about losing the chicken, and then you got in trouble with that.
They had a small chicken coop in their front yard. And
I was just wondering if you ever figured out why the chicken was trying to cross the road.
Oh, God. Jeez. Come on, man.
What?
Oh, let's go to Lenny in Canarsie. What's going on, Lenny?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
All right, good morning.
Lenny. What's happening?
Hey, so, Gio.
Yeah.
If you look at the toxicology report for Kurt Cobain on his death,
yeah,
he had almost 10 times the lethal dose that it takes to kill a human in his body. So there is no physical way that a person could have that much in their system and still have the muscle capacity to put a shotgun to their head and pull the trigger. It's just impossible.
Yeah, I know. That was part of the documentary. And also the way that he turned around, like it was a shotgun and turning it on him, and the way that he shot it would have been very difficult. I remember all of this, Lenny. I mean, I did see the documentary, and I saw the official toxicology report. They had, like, facts and things that were there, and they were kind of piecing it together. It wasn't like a total farce or total conspiracy. But, yeah, no, I know, Lenny. I mean, listen, I don't know what the hell happened. I know that he died an untimely death. I don't want to sit here and accuse anybody. I'm not going to take one side or another on this thing. I just know that there's some curious circumstances around that whole thing. And if you had never heard of that before, like I had never heard of that before, you go and watch those things and then you form your own opinion. How does that sound about it?
It sounds fine.
Does that sound fine?
That sounds fine.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Let's go to Matt and Mayapak. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to bring up Jerry's point. Before, I'm a Yankees fan. You guys talk about the Mets all the time, and I think that he is wrong. I listen to you guys all the time, and you guys always talk about the Mets. But you know, I just think it's wrong.
Yeah, well, he was talking about the Nets, the basketball
team.
No,
I know that. I'm saying I'm a Yankees fan, and you guys always talk.
We talk about
the
Yankees.
Well,
we can't be 100% Yankees. We got to be fair to every organization around here.
No, but when majority of the stink is going on around the Mets, I'm really happy to be a Yankees fan.
Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, there are times where the Yankees are so good, especially during the regular season, they're cruising through and it's only about the playoffs, that yes, if there's something going on with the Mets that's negative, this radio station, not just us, but there's going to be more talk about it. You know, I guess the thing that I would disagree with the most is the fact that, you know, Mike and Chris would be different with the way that they would approach some of the local teams than maybe us, because that's the example I would give. I mean, Dog hated the Yankees. Hated. He hated the Yankees more than anything that I've ever hated in my entire life.
Right.
And he would openly root against them, and they'd be Yankee Elimination Day around here, and Eddie, you just walked out of the studio probably to go to the bathroom, could tell you. I mean, he would celebrate. It was a big thing when they got eliminated. He was happy. He would just...
Well, that was that Eddie does the same thing.
Right, exactly. So, like, that, it wasn't different. It was actually more so.
Hell, we had Mets fans for Yankees.
Well, yeah, that is for sure. That happened for many years. The church and everything else,
right,
with Craig,
100%.
Yes. But that, I'm just, and the Yankees, there's more people that care about the Yankees than care about the Nets around here, that's for sure. And that was a guy for many years who would openly root against the Yankees. So you can't tell me it was different. I guess that was the thing that I would say was wrong. Nick in Port Newark. What's going on, Nick?
Boomer and Geo on the fan.
What's up, Nick?
Nothing, guys. I love you, but I got to stick up for Jerry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Jerry, he's right. You guys don't talk. Any chance you can, you crap all over the net.
I don't think that is true. There's been positive net talk. We're not Nets fans. And, right, there are. But, Nick, there are times where, of course, we're going to take more of a messing around with the Nets because we aren't Nets fans or we're Knicks fans than not. But I would say that, you know, it to me, it crosses a line when you get into the I turn you off, I don't care what you have to say, it doesn't matter, you know, that type of stuff, I guess, is where,
right,
I would get a little annoyed.
The other thing, too, to understand is that, look, you guys got three All-Stars. You got Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and you got James Harden, right? We have one All-Star. His name's Julius Randle. It's harder for Julius Randle to do what he's doing than it is for those three guys to do what they're doing, because they get the play off of each other, and it's a lot easier for them than it is for Julius Randle, which is why you and I believe that Julius Randle should have some serious MVP talk around him, assuming that the Knicks make it to the playoffs.
Like, to me, and that stuff is fun. Like, those conversations are fun that we're having. I don't know. I also think that, you know, there are not as many Nets fans. That's just a fact. There just aren't as many.
Now, you know, and even when you have those big three and you have a guy like Joe Harris and Bruce Brown and people like that, it's just so much easier for them. Like, our team has to struggle. You know, it's going to be a struggle to be around 500. And Julius Randle putting up double doubles like it's nothing.
Yeah. And I also think that we've talked plenty of, like, the Nets. So to me, like, if the argument would be how much did you talk about the Nets after they beat Sacramento? Like, is that, yeah, and all this stuff going on.
Well, 7 in a row, and it was Bruce Brown.
Okay, and yeah, and we had, came up on the show.
Yes.
But it's like, okay, the Nets won a regular season game against the Sacramento Kings. Is that something worthy of spending 3 hours on the program, or is as much time as we spend on the program,
you know,
talking about it?
I didn't wake up this morning thinking that I was going to talk about the Nets in my National Sports Minute.
And you did.
I thought about it yesterday.
Right.
I thought about what these three have accomplished thus far, although they haven't played a lot together, but they still lead in an NBA historical category with all three of them averaging over 25 points.
Look at that.
And who, you know, who brings that up?
How many radio stations did that get played on?
I don't know, 350.
You 400. Suck, you suck, you suck, you suck.
There you go.
William in Brooklyn. What's up, William?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Jerry is completely correct. As a Nets fan, I tune in the morning after big Nets games, and I don't hear anything spoken about them besides negativity. Nonstop negativity.
See, that's what you're hearing, though, William. And by the way, Jerry also said that Nets fans don't listen to us and turn us off and don't pay attention, where you are listening, not only listening, but then calling and talking about it.
How did you like our discussion about Bruce Brown yesterday?
It was shocking. I was shocked, and I listened.
Shocked.
But it happened. Was it nothing but negativity, or did it happen?
Then it was G.O. Seven-game winning streak.
Oh, come on. Stop being so sensitive, will you, for Christ's sake?
You know, this COVID fog is like, God. It's got everybody so down.
We were laughing about that. I mean, all of us. Even Jerry was laughing about that. If you actually get affected by me messing around going, hey, you know, call me when you get the double digits with the win streak, and you don't understand how that's just, like, good-natured back and forth. Like, why is the Nets fan so, like, sensitive about stuff like that all of a sudden? I mean, my Lord.
So, you got three of the best basketball players out of the top five or six in the NBA on your team. Enjoy it. Brian in Queens, getting back to more serious stuff. Brian, what's happening?
Morning, Boomer and Gio. Big fan. I've called a few times when something important happens.
Yes.
The Al Dukes only fan.
Now we're talking, yes.
Okay. Listen, I am a guy's guy, but I'm not paying to look at a woman take her clothes off on the internet at a gentleman's club. But Al Dukes will be at $100,000 from the lunatic fans on this show.
Yes.
Within 2 months, I think. So we got to get him doing it.
Yeah, I also agree. Now, did you hear the discussion, though, Brian, where he said that people in his family said, you know, that internet, it's forever. You're going to get mocked. There's people in your life who are going to suffer because of these naked pictures of him. Did you hear that part of it?
I didn't get to tune in the next day. That's why I was trying to get through yesterday. But who cares if you get mocked? That's the whole point of doing this. Nobody wants to see Al and his schween nude. It's just for pure comedy.
Well, that is true. You know what, Brian? That is a very good point. So what if you pitched it to...
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were done there. Al, what if you pitched it to your family? Like, this is comedy. I'm a radio personality. This is comedy for me. And in addition to that, I'm making a ton of money doing it. So do you think that would change our minds?
I think if I were a younger man in my 20s, the comedy thing could be put up there. But being 50, it's like, you know, have my nieces go like, yeah, my 51-year-old uncle is shirtless on the internet. Probably not great.
Okay, but... First of all, how many people would know in their lives where it would be like they would come up to them in school and be like, your uncle is doing this?
But surprisingly, they know.
Really?
You have a lot of fans out there, yeah.
But I just feel like if you're like, hey, but he's doing it to make $100,000 and it's a joke part of the show. Like, it's not real. It's just he's having fun and making money and we're laughing. I think that makes it feel like a different type of venture.
Well, it's real unless I'm using Photoshopped photos. So that, unfortunately, that part is real. Now, if we can talk Photoshopped photos,
that's
now
different.
I'm interested.
But then no one's paying for that, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see Boomer's got the OnlyFans mom up there. I see that.
Yeah,
that's a big story.
So I was just thinking about this, that if Al did do this, you never know where he could end up getting hammered or canceled or taken off the air because somebody may be upset with Al doing this. And
No.
So
there are
a lot of instances where, like, this California mom has her OnlyFans account, and they basically kick the kids out of school, and they don't want the mom around and all this other stuff.
To me, that's nonsense.
I think
that's absolutely terrible that they're punishing the kids because of the – and by the way, it's the mother and father that are doing that. The father's taking the pictures. She's not nude in any of them. Yeah, I mean, they're seductive photos, if you will. But, like, you're going to punish the kids and kick them out of school? I mean, what a bunch of prude jerks that group is that got them out of there.
Well,
give me a break.
She's well endowed. You know, that's something that's going on for her. But anyway, I would say that there are also a number of teachers that have turned to this vehicle to make money, and they have been fired because – now, so how do you feel about that?
What are, you, are teachers being fired for OnlyFans accounts?
Yes.
I would think that if that – oh, man – it's a little bit different, I think, when it's the, you're getting you're a public employee.
But again, these are not photos that are nude. These are photos that are seductive, like you said, but they are clothed and they
I think if you're a kid and your teacher, you can have access to seductive pictures of your teacher. Changes the dynamic.
This woman here that is the mom out in California basically says, "Hey, look, man, I got these assets. I'm throwing them out there, and I'm going to make some money."
Yeah, and there are
some other parents in her group or in her kids' classes that are upset with that.
Yeah, my big problem is punishing the kids. So, like, this school, obviously, I believe it was a private school, and they were paying tuition in this private school.
Yes.
And they kicked the kids out. I mean, I'm assuming this is a good school. The parents are paying to put the kids in there. And I to now deny them that education that they paid for,
right.
I think that's crap.
And I think that's part of what Al's worried about, the collateral damage to other people in his life. Is that right, Al?
That's right. I don't fear the damage in my life, but the damage in those I love.
Wow. And you really think that that is a real thing, that there's going to be mocking and...
Yep. Please do not do this.
Wow. Is it because they're talking about you a lot and in a way that is complimentary? Like, so you have two nieces, is that correct?
I have three nieces.
Three nieces.
And two nephews.
Okay, so you've got three nieces and two nephews. Now, do they, like, wear that Al Dukes is my uncle as a badge of honor type of thing?
I don't think they wear it as a badge of honor, but they do sometimes come in contact with the teachers and coaches and things who know the show very well.
So how do they know that you are their uncle? Because the last name is Dukes?
No.
Do they say it?
They actually don't have that last name. No, I guess, you know, when I go to their events,
okay,
they see me there or someone
and
tells them.
And you get
them. Mobbed. I get mobbed by God knows how many people.
Right.
God knows how many people.
And you're the Madawan hero.
And the Madawan hero.
Listen, yeah. I respect it. I do. But I just, to me, it's an easily spoken away thing. Like, hey, this is what I'm in entertainment. That's what's going on.
Hey, Al, I feel your pain, man. Sydney took me off dancing
with
the stars.
But that's your own
daughter.
Right.
But it's the same thing as family.
No.
Same thing.
Uncle and father, two different situations.
Three times.
See, I think.
Not one time, three times.
See, because like you could say, that's just my crazy uncle. When it's your dad and that's your blood and it's like, you know, that's your father, it's a different thing. But Dancing with the Stars is not nearly as embarrassing as putting a...
Well, back when it first started, that's all she thought about. I think she was like 15 years old.
I'm telling you, if you had kids...
Oh, Dad, you're going to ruin my life.
Uh-huh. I would say I totally get it because your kid's going to school, whatever. Like, everybody's got a crazy uncle, crazy aunt doing something. Like, that's just my crazy... What am I supposed to do? I got a crazy uncle.
I can't wait.
Do I
want to
be the crazy uncle? For 100 grand, you do.
Yeah,
of course you do.
Of course you do. $100,000 for the posted pictures of you getting out of the shower with a hair dryer covering the schween? Yes, you want to be that crazy. Is that a crazy uncle or is that a genius uncle? I think it's a genius uncle, if you ask me.
I can't wait until Winnie Doo-Doo tells Sydney she can't do something.
Oh man. Is that going to be great?
Good luck for that.
Yeah, sorry, Mom. You're embarrassing me.
Right.
I don't care what you think. I don't care how much money is there.
Don't pick me up at school. Don't take me
here. I don't need you showing up.
Right, exactly.
You better not pack me a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Give me a break. Andrew in Quakertown. Hello, Andrew.
Andrew.
How you doing, guys? Boomer?
Yes.
Boomer and T-O-O?
Oh, yeah, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, Andrew?
So, Boomer, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a very long time. Gio, great job filling in for Craigie.
He's not filling in anymore.
No, I know he's not. I know he's not. But you know what? You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you, Andrew.
Long story short, I'm out here in, Flyers country, Boomer.
Yep.
You know, say a prayer for me at night before you go to bed tonight.
I hear you. I know. There's nothing worse than losing to the Flyers. But, you know, we were hamstrung last night. We're missing five of our top players.
Well, do you have Sabinajad's jersey in the freezer right now?
I don't. You know, and it's unfortunate, man. He had two breakaways last night. And last year he would have buried those. And he didn't bury them last night. But he's getting close. You know, he had a good game last night.
Now, can I ask you, do you think if he would have went to his forehand last night instead of going to his backhand, he went to the backhand twice last night?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure some of your loss. I'm sure Garner could have scored on Elliott last night.
Yeah, I know. As a matter of fact, Elliott made some big saves last night. Shesterkin made some big plays. I think that last night's showed you is that our defense last night was slow, and we made so many mistakes and so many turnovers. Beteto had a bad turnover last night. You know, Lindgren throws the puck out of the out of the zone over the glass. Bishnevich does the same thing. They're nervous, and the guys in between. Dominic Moore and Patrick Sharp were saying that, you know, they feel pressure when pressure's not there and they shouldn't be making those mistakes. And the Flyers were all over them. And I'll tell you what, it was a really entertaining game. It just wasn't – we're not at full strength right now.
James in North Arlington. Hello, James.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got out fast. Thanks. You guys are great. And listen, Boomer.
Yes.
All this talk, I know that you're very big on the Constitution, and I think people don't realize that this could happen to anyone, and I hate to get serious about the Constitution, but, I mean, it happened in other countries, and I just think that we lose sight of you can't always agree with everybody, even on sports talk. I mean, you guys, like somebody, you attack each other, but it's in fun, but it's not sports. But when it's your right, I mean, I don't think people understand what's really going on. Obviously, what side of aisle you're on, it's important to be able to talk, because we all know what happened over there back in 1932 over in before the World War II.
Hey, James, yeah. We're not doing Constitution today. All right, we did Bill of Rights yesterday. We're doing Emancipation Proclamation tomorrow. We're not doing Constitution today. Okay. All right. So just take that clowns with the Constitution talk again. I mean, jeez. Yeah. I mean, that was last week's stuff. Yeah. I'm not sure where he was going with that.
Yeah.
So
he was talking about cancel culture.
Well, was he?
Yes. That's what he was trying to say.
Point to get there.
Right.
I love the Boomer. I know you're a fan of the Constitution.
Yeah, I know. You're a big Constitution guy.
Big Constitution guy, yes. I'm about freedom and liberties.
That's right.
100%.
I believe we're all big Constitution guys, are we not?
Yes. Hey, Al, by the way, good news for Bruce Springsteen, huh?
I saw he just got the fine for drinking in the park. They did not give him the DWI.
Yeah.
And then Jeep reinstated him, and now they're running their commercials again.
Oh, I did not see that part.
Yes. It's all good now.
Whoever that lawyer is, Al, you find that guy's name, just in case you get in any trouble.
I can't believe, do you think Bruce will be able to pay that $500 fine?
Yeah, probably not. There's a GoFundMe already for him.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
And now it's time for an update with the great Jerry Recco. Jerry.
Well, sure, we can talk next. Yankees, though, Domingo Germán yesterday, guys, in Tampa. A lot of apologizing that he had to do for his domestic violence issue and the suspension, as we know. He apologized to the media for what he did and to the fans. He also apologized after talking about the off-the-field issues, apologized to his team for what he did to them by not being around.
When my team needed me the most in 2019, before we started the playoffs, I wasn't there for them. And for that, I ask your forgiveness.
And it does seem like he ran the gamut on all the things he has done wrong. Yeah, remember the social media posting he had the other day, which was not received well.
I understand that I have not used it in an appropriate way. I have caused a lot of confusions. And although my reason has been to connect with fans, I must do it in a better way.
And he also says he hopes that what has happened to him serves as a warning for those to come.
There are a lot of young players who wear this uniform, and I want them to understand the great damage that can be done when mistakes like mine have been made.
So, spoke for a lengthy period of time yesterday. We heard some comments from Luke Voit. He's on thin ice. We know that. Giancarlo Stanton said it's all about his actions now, not what he says. So, we will see. Meantime, we will have spring training baseball on the Fan this weekend. We'll hear from John and Susan. And it also means some fans in the stands. Here's Luke Voit.
It feels like it's been like 5 years since we played in front of fans. So, I can't wait. Even though, like, you know, probably get a little, even if you get a single, just the ovation, you know, probably feel awesome. And they do the opening day lineups or whatever, I'm excited.
And Giancarlo Stanton, the same.
I know we're all looking forward to that. You know, no more fans through the speaker system. You know, we need some live action fans.
Have we heard of a number yet for Citi Field and Yankee Stadium, or not yet?
I'm sorry, we were. Say that again, Boomer. Boomer was reading me something and I didn't hear. So 10% is the answer, Jerry.
That's what it's going to be opening day.
As of right now, no. I mean, things can change when we get closer to that. So we'll see what happens in terms of vaccinations and whether or not we actually have a governor.
I feel like Al's got a different opinion on this.
I thought it was 15% if it was outdoors.
All right, so it may
isn't
be
that
more
New
than
Jersey,
that.
Though?
That was Jersey. Mm. I didn't know if anything was mentioned in New York yet. So.
Well, we got to see whether or not we have a governor, first of all, that's going to be able to make those decisions at that time. So let's just wait and see.
Fair point. Saw that story this morning. Right. Meantime, in Port St. Lucie, Francisco Lindor was wearing the Coming to America Mets jacket, which was kind of neat. Here's J.D. Davis. He loves the presence that Lindor brings to this club.
You feed off it right away. Is you knowing that that type of player, that caliber of a player is wanting to get better and is so focused on the details that why aren't you doing it?
And, of course, he'll be playing right next to him over there at shortstop, so looking forward to that. All right, NBA tonight, the Nets indeed in action, as are the Knicks. Nets and Magic tonight on the Fan at 7:15, and the Knicks will take on the Sacramento Kings. I don't know if you guys are noticing what's going on with the Celtics. So they're now two games under 500. They lost to the Hawks last night. That was the game Danilo Gallinari hit 10 threes and scored 38 points in this game. Here's Brad Stevens. What is up with your club?
I think this team looks like right now, it's balancing playing unconfidently and unsure with the fact that we've had a couple that slipped away.
That is a tough thing to say about a team that was supposed to be a lot better than this, but it is what it is. They lost 127-112 last night in Atlanta. The Jazz beat the Lakers 114, beat them pretty good, 114-89. LeBron says, not great, we'll be all right.
It's always about staying confident. Continue to give my teammates the courage and the confidence out there on the floor and to make plays. And, you know, it's a tough stretch for us, but.
But they'll be just fine. And also, if you saw the other night, he was annoyed on social media that Devin Booker was not an all-star.
Now he's an all-star.
Now he is. He is taking the place of the injured Anthony Davis.
And by the way, Kendall Jenner, who is Devin Booker's girlfriend, posted a picture shortly after that announcement of her wearing nothing but a Devin Booker jersey in a bed on Instagram. So. She was
That's
happy.
Terrible.
Yeah, she was happy to see him in the All-Star game as well. So things going well for that Devin Booker. He's got the All-Star appearance. He's got a good basketball team. He's got Kendall Jenner.
Isn't she the wealthiest of those?
No,
girls?
I believe that Kylie Jenner is the wealthiest because she's got all the lip products and everything else. Kendall not far behind, but Kylie, I believe, is a billionaire and. Kendall is not quite a billionaire, but boy,
a billionaire.
She should be a billionaire after that picture of her in the bed with the Devin Booker jersey. I
well, think maybe she can start an OnlyFans website.
Yeah, that might be beneath her. That may be beneath her. I don't know.
Fair enough. Bucks GM Jason Light was on the Rich Eisen show. He says that Tampa would be, quote-unquote, elated to sign Tom Brady to a contract extension. Meantime, 49ers GM John Lynch was on the I Test for Two podcast.
What?
He was... Yeah, the eye test for two.
That's podcasts. With Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. That's what that one is.
No, it's not.
What is it?
I don't know.
Who's on it?
John Lynch was the guest.
He was the guest, but or, I don't know the host.
The eye test for two podcast. Boy, I've done a lot of Googling today. Let's see. The eye test.
Is it I, the letter I, or like your organ?
No. It's like the organ. EYE. So that is Clark Judge and Ira Kaufman.
Oh, Ira's a writer out there. Okay.
Yeah, Clark, he's a Tampa writer. Francisco.
Yeah, Clark Judge used to be on CBSSports.com, I believe, for many years. I don't think it is anymore, but he's doing the Eye Test for Two podcast, which really just flows right off the tongue. Well, easy to remember.
Oh, all right, so what did he say? Oh, here he is talking about the quarterback position, and then I got to go back to the podcast because you're involved in this, Jim.
I've watched people go through this in the career where they struggle. It happened to me early, and then I went 8 years without missing a practice, so I believe that things can happen. I believe they will for him. And you know, I really believe that Jimmy is our guy.
Jimmy G is their guy. Because there's been a lot. They're linking him to the Patriots, as we know. But that's what John Lynch says out there. Real quick, I got to find this. So I got an email yesterday, and it's not you, but there's a new podcast called Gio, G-I-O.
Okay. And who's doing this?
So I'm trying, I can't get up there. I got to pull up the email. Whatever. It's about songwriting. But I said to Al, you should be trademarking Gio at this point.
Seriously. I got to send a cease and desist from my lawyer.
Because GIO is not like Gio Baker on Rutgers is GEO. That's his name.
Right.
But this guy's, he's calling it the Gio podcast or
that's
something.
That's not good.
Little misleading.
Yeah, what a jerk. Let me find this guy. I got lawyers, Jerry. You think I don't?
Something about taboo song lyrics or something?
Taboo song? Who wants to hear that podcast?
Maybe that's not exactly it. I'll forward you the email. In the meantime,
I'm more into the Long Island Water podcast.
Oh, yeah, the Suffolk County Water podcast. Yes. I'd love to be a guest on that one. You know, Al sent me a link to a podcast that was like an hour and a half long. And I listened to it. It was interesting. But he's so right about these things. Like, maybe it's just the radio in me, but these people, they start these podcasts like so slow, and like I almost didn't get through the first 45 seconds because there's some guy smoking weed in the background and he's like, okay, what are we doing here? What are we? All right, so I'll turn this, we'll get a theme song at some point. I'm just like, God, get to it.
Yeah, a lot of the podcasts think like if you're super casual in the beginning, like even the Bruce Springsteen, Barack Obama podcast, they're like, is this on? So what do we put some whiskey down here?
Yeah, I can't. Maybe people like that or it doesn't bother them. But for me, it's always like, I don't know, like give me something to latch on to. Not like, all right, my producer here is smoking out of the bong right now. So
you know, normally when I hear the Jerry and Al podcast, you guys get right into it.
Of course they do, because they're radio guys.
Yeah.
They're radio guys. They know the deal.
Al said a long time ago that the longer you take to get into it, the more people will tune out. So we go right into the topics.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way I feel. That's always the way I've thought about things. It's the way I listen. But I almost... Because Al wanted me to listen to this thing, he thought I'd be interested in it. I almost shut it off and texted him right away angry. Like, this idiot couldn't get to the point, and I shut it off, this damn podcast. I'm not going to listen to it. But I made it through the entire podcast and enjoyed it. So.
The name of this one is called Taboo. It's by Gio, a 20-year-old artist producer who is the new Post Malone with his style tunes.
Now, see, he's already more famous than me.
What?
He's the new Post Malone? I mean, come
That's
on.
What he's calling himself. Right. I don't know that he has reached Post Malone status yet, but so anyway, he's using, well, that's your name too, but you should trademark it. Anyway, Rangers played last night. They suffered a loss to the Flyers.
Here's Meyer stepping in at the Ranger line to Giroux out in front. Here's Kevin Hayes. He shoots. He scores. Kevin Hayes upstairs off the pipe and in for his seventh of the year. And the Flyers up by two again. It's 4-2.
All right, that's Flyers radio with the call. Flyers
ding dong. Who is it?
Humiliation.
Biatch.
Yeah, just keep making fun of me. Just keep making fun of my team. You. That's all right. You know,
by playing the highlight of the game?
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Legit question for you. So Al said during the warm-up show this morning, Chris Kreider has the hat trick.
That's right.
When he goes home, is he ticked off or is he like when you had 500 yards passing.
We won.
You only did that once. All right, so give me a 350-yard, three-touchdown game that you lost.
Yeah, I'm
did
not you go happy home? About it.
You were not happy. You couldn't at least look yourself in the mirror and be like, I played pretty
good.
I'll
tell you, it's worse. The thing is if you don't play well and your team wins, you're happy that your team wins, but you're not happy about your own performance. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But if you play well and you lose, you're miserable.
You're still miserable because it's still there. It's about winning the game, ultimately.
There's no part of you that says, God, I was good today.
I think for Boomer, because he played football, so one loss is really could really hurt you. In hockey, basketball, baseball... If you have a great game and your team loses, I'd still be like,
I did my part.
Oh, especially at basketball. Yeah, like you put up like 50 points in a loss. I feel like Bradley Beal's done that a ton of times.
Yeah, after 50 a while, points in a loss. After a while, you're extending yourself and you're putting so much into it and you're losing. That's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating. Even if you're playing well, you know, all these guys like J.J. Watt right now is a free agent. Okay, and he's trying to figure out where to go.
It's time to play some tag.
Yeah. Is it about the money or is it about an opportunity to go get a championship?
Well, I would think a championship at this point.
I think he's got more than enough money.
Well, there's a lot of guys, though, that before they get their big contract, their individual performance leads them to those big contracts and not so much the wins and losses of the team.
Yeah, but I do think for a guy like J.J. Watt right now, sitting where he's at, I mean, are you going to Carolina where you know you're not going to, you know, you'd be great for Matt Rhule and you'd be great for the locker room and they may give you the most money.
J.J. Watt.
Or are you going to go to Green Bay and go play with the new host of Jeopardy?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just feel like he's just so washed and people just keep talking about him all the time. It's like, I'm not saying you. I'm saying everywhere on Twitter. It's like, J.J. Watt said this, J.J. Watt said that. Yeah, J.J. Watt's going to get his ass blocked into the ground 98% of the time next year because he's cooked. That's why. He's got too many injuries, and he's not good anymore. He's a great dude. He's awesome. Walter Payton Man of the Year. He hosts the Tag Show. He's awesome. But he's going to get his ass kicked in the NFL next year because he's washed up.
He will play. I'm just telling you.
How
he will
play,
though?
He'll play because he's J.J. Watt.
Yeah, but he'll
be
have
a big press conference at training camp, and then he'll get his ass blocked in the ground.
All right, but he'll play a limited number of snaps.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd be like Derrick Rose is for the Knicks. Come here, play 23
minutes. So then
why
does anybody care about him this much? If he's going to be Derrick Rose for the Knicks,
because he's J.J. Watt, and he politically played his way out of Houston. Yeah. He was walking off the field with Deshaun Watson apologizing to him.
Yeah, enough.
You know, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you saw what all happened. So he'll end up getting a job somewhere, and he'll end up playing maybe 40% of the snaps, assuming that he goes to a good team. Like, if I were him, I would take less money, and I'd go to Kansas City if they wanted me. And Kansas City could use guys like him.
Okay.
You know why? Because it would give me a chance to at least go to a championship game.
Yeah, I would contend that there's been more talk about J.J. Watt than any other player as washed up as him at this point in his career in the history of talk. I really do believe. Like, people are obsessed with him. They're obsessed with this guy. I just don't understand. You know what? So Shaq Barrett. Shaq Barrett is a legit ass-kicking Super Bowl champion who's a free agent.
And
we should be
money.
Talking about him every single day. We talk about J.J. Watt like it matters. It doesn't matter. He'll go to the Packers. He'll come in on third down. He'll get blocked. He'll give you a soundbite after the game, and that's the end of it. Why aren't we talking about where Shaq Barrett's going to go? That guy can wreck a game, for crying out loud.
Well, Shaq Barrett's going to get paid. He's going to get big money.
Good. Any thoughts on Ben?
Yeah, Ben and J.J. Watt should go play some tag. That's what I think.
He's the host of Tag. He's awesome. There's a line I didn't think I'd hear today. The Devils are in Buffalo tonight. The Islanders home for the Bruins. You had Rutgers beating Indiana last night, 74-63. And Butler stopped Seton Hall, 61-52.
We have to take a break. This guy's saying I'm killing Uber stock. How is that possible? I've never once talked about
Uber.
Well,
he also wants to talk in depth about Dan Quinn. So maybe wait for that one.
Okay. But what... What about the Uber stock? Can you just tell me so we don't have to suffer through the phone call?
Do you remember last week when we were talking about Uber drivers and Uber Eats drivers?
Uber Eats drivers. That's different than Uber drivers.
But I think it's all the one stock.
So now you're the Elon Musk of WFAN just impacting stocks one way or the other, no matter
how
you say it?
That'd be great. Right. Well, it is true. Once I bought Bitcoin, I mean, it went up from 16,000. It's over 50. So
that's true.
I may be that influential. You never know. All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network at radio.com. Coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio.
Why would he want to talk about Dan Quinn, the former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons?
The Rangers coach.
Oh, David Quinn.
That guy, yeah.
Oh.
And why you love him and you shouldn't.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
I don't think mock drafts are an important thing. I don't. And I know that many of these things are wrong, and when people grade them, they're wrong.
I actually think a lot of guys put a lot of time and effort into it. You know, I'm a Mel Kiper fan just simply because he supported me when I came out. So I'll always give him that, and he always had my back.
I know he puts in the work, and I know you're a fan.
All right, but I like Todd McShay too, and I like all these different things, and I like reading about them.
Yeah,
their opinions matter to me because they're of interest, and I love the draft. And I love when we get around the draft, we talk about the draft. I love that show that we did with Phil Sims.
Oh, it's great. I absolutely. We did a draft show where we both drank last year. Remember right. that? At home. It was awesome. It was tremendous. We were on the air. We were having a couple cocktails. It was great.
So I do love it. And I follow it. And I look at all these highlights that I can find of all these different, significant players. I can't tell you about the guys that are going to be drafted in the seventh round or the college free agents or any of that crap.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys go deep into it. But anyway, I will say this before you get to that about the Jets, and I was thinking about this again yesterday. Joe Douglas has already made two major decisions. One was to fire Adam Gase, and the other one was to hire Rob Saleh. And then the Johnson family made the other significant decision, and that was the fact that Joe Douglas is running this franchise.
Gotcha.
He's making the decisions. And that's why right now at this moment, there has never been a general manager in the history of the New York Jets that has had as much on his plate in terms of responsibilities of getting this franchise straightened out. And that's why I was saying a couple weeks ago, every general manager worth their weight, worth their salt, whatever you want to call it, would love to be sitting in his seat.
All right, so let me get to this mock draft thing here. So we have established that I believe sometimes actually too that people put out these mock drafts for discussion because they don't care if they're right or wrong.
Right.
So I do think that's a thing, but this is Mel Kiper. You like Mel Kiper?
Oh, it is Mel Kiper.
This is Mel Kiper.
All right.
So Mel Kiper put out his latest mock draft. Now, okay. I mean, we're getting close to March now, so these mock drafts now we're getting closer.
Is he in like midday afternoon radio on ESPN or something like that?
Mel Kiper?
That sucks or whatever?
No, I don't.
Arguing, screaming going on around here?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But he may be. All right. So he's got the Jets trading the pick.
Okay.
So they're not going to be number two overall anymore.
All right. Just remember, he's not the GM of the Jets. But
no, I know. But I'm just telling you, this is what he's got in his mock. He's
who
got
does
him.
He have them trading to? Let me see. Can I guess who he has them trading them to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mel Kiper, mock
NFC
draft.
Or AFC?
It is an NFC team.
Carolina?
No. Mel Kiper, mock draft. Latest mock draft. Mel Kiper, Jets. Latest mock draft.
Atlanta?
Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons. Yep. The Atlanta Falcons. So how do you think that that's going to go from there?
So that would mean that the Jets are keeping Sam Darnold.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Yeah, because if they're trading that pick to Atlanta.
Maybe.
They're not trading that pick to Houston, or are they trading that pick to Houston and then Houston trading that pick to Atlanta?
They're not trading the pick to Houston.
All right. So
they're trading it to Atlanta.
So that means Deshaun Watson's out of the equation for the Jets, according to Mel Kiper.
That's what he's saying, yes. So, but
right now, that's what he's saying.
All right, so what they're trading is they're swapping.
Swapping.
Swapping picks. So they're going to 4.
Okay.
So this is why, you know, you could say before knowing the next thing that Mel Kiper says, you could also say, well, maybe they aren't sticking to Sam Darnold. They could also go with a quarterback at 4 as
they
well.
They could go like with Trey Lance. They could go with Mac Jones.
So Mel Kiper's got them picking at number 4. Florida tight end Kyle Pitts.
Well, you know, he's a stud player, man.
There's never been a tight end selected in the top 4 picks of the NFL draft.
Know, they selected Kyle Brady.
They did.
In 1995.
Yeah. A tight end named Kyle with the number 4 overall pick. What could go wrong for the Jets?
He is right.
I don't like it. Don't like it at all. Really don't like it.
But what he is saying is that they're staying with Sam Darnold then.
Yes, he is. That's what he thinks they're doing. I mean, trading back to 4 and taking a tight end at the number 4 overall pick seems
can't
to
be,
me.
But there also has to be other things involved with that. Not swapping picks and the Jets aren't getting other things out of it. Are they getting the second? The Atlanta Falcons second round pick? What else is coming?
I don't
with
have
that?
Anything.
Else has to come with
he's
that.
He's just got a first round mock.
At the end of the day, that second pick now is extremely, extremely valuable because there are people that do believe that this kid, Zach Wilson, is the real deal. And then there are other people that think Justin Fields is the real deal.
Sure.
So that pick is extremely valuable. So they may be making that trade. They may be taking the tight end. But at the end of the day, they're getting other things back for that pick.
Well, let's hope.
And I would have to see what that package looks like before I absolutely tear it apart.
On the surface, not a fan.
Right.
But this is Mel Kiper's opinion. It's not what the Jets are doing.
But do you believe that Joe Judge right now is it?
Joe Douglas?
Joe Douglas is it at the most pivotal time in the history of this Jet franchise. Now, there have been other times where they've had high picks.
Yeah.
McCagnan traded up to number 3. You could say McCagnan was trying to do the whole thing. He fired Todd Bowles. He brought in Adam Gase. I don't know if he did. I think Christopher Johnson
did. See, the problem with these conversations and definitive statements like that, is as I learn as I get older, is these things are cyclical. I mean, I remember saying not that long ago that the offseason that Mike Maccagnan was handed.
Yeah, but now.
But see, but now because it's now. This is recency bias situation.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
More cap space than anybody in football, and he had the number 3 overall pick.
So who, Maccagnan?
Yeah.
Yeah, but take a look at the 17 picks that they have over the next 2 years, the multiple first-round picks over the next 2 years, the amount of salary cap number that they have, and the fact that he hired a new coach.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
To me, it's the biggest in the history of the franchise.
The history.
And you're asking one, just so you know, now there's one guy running this team.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've always wanted.
Yeah.
I've always wanted, I don't care who it was, I just wanted to have a singular leader at the head of the team that everybody had to report to. And they finally have that.
You got it. You got it with Joe Douglas. Now with this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, do you think that the Jets get it? A little under the table situation? Mm-hmm.
I got a vaccine
for you. Hey, a little vaccine
situation.
The NFL
would go into panic mode.
Oh, hey, by the way, grab yourself a little bagel, cup of fruit, vaccine.
And they're a Jersey company right there.
Yep, be a crisis management moment for the NFL. So,
hey, come on in. Hey, you got to sign your contract today. Hey, we gotta do some lifting. Come on in. I'm doing like one of those fake winks for the people that are on the radio. Hey, it's one of those mini camp days. One of those. And we'll come in and then, oh,
What's that? What'd you just stick me with? Oh, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's only 60% effective, apparently. All right, let's go to quickly John on Long Island because I don't want him to hang up here because I want to talk about this. What's up, John?
Hey, J.L. Boomer, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Right, Johnny, what's happening?
All right, so I heard you guys talking about podcasts a little bit ago.
Yep.
So I just stumbled on one yesterday. It's called Unraveled, the Long Island Serial Killer. I know you both are from Long Island, so you're probably interested in this.
Yeah, I got to tell you something, though, John, and this is the reason why I wanted to take this call. I have consumed hours of Long Island serial killer content, and never at the end of it am I satisfied with what people come up with. There was one, I don't know if it was ID channel. Hold on a second. I don't know if it was ID channel or something, where they came up with bupkis so bad that they changed the entire TV show to like serial killer truckers because they had no answers on the Long Island serial killer that they just changed the focus on the whole TV show. So, all right, now go ahead, John. Is this one better?
All right. So this one may catch you. So in this podcast, they are thinking that it was the former chief of police.
Yeah, I know.
Who actually committed the crime.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that theory. But that's just a theory. And then they look into it, and then there's also the landscaping guy they look into, the weird people in that little community they look into that they – but it never gets anywhere, John. And the other problem is you got the copycats that are out there that may have been also dumping bodies across the Ocean Parkway there that nobody knows. I'm telling you, this case to me, and I don't know if Al feels the same way, it feels unsolvable to me. Unless someone comes out, and I don't know if this Long Island serial killer is multiple people or whatever, but unless somebody comes out and says, it's me, I've got pictures, take my DNA, I can prove it, they're never going to solve that friggin' thing. Nobody gets close.
100%. But from what I'm hearing from this podcast so far, it caught me instantly, and I'm like, all right, this guy did it.
Really?
This guy did it.
I've heard that before, and he had like a box of sex toys somewhere or something they found.
Exactly.
But I mean, just because he's got a box of sex toys doesn't mean he's killing people. I mean, I don't know. And then every victim's the same except for the young Asian man. That's another monkey wrench into it. It's impossible. And then there's the...
It is. It could just be that Gilgo Beach is just a burial ground for serial killers. Who knows at this point? But check it out. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's the person that they have to find. They got to find the one guy that was making the phone calls to the family that was, like, mocking them. And that person, to me, is someone who sounds like, in the history of the serial killers that I've watched and paid attention to, that's someone who eventually, like, wants to get caught and wants to get the name out there. But I don't know. I'm so frustrated by this case.
But they know who that guy is who made the calls.
Do they?
Yeah, I thought it was that dude that where the one girl stayed at his house.
That guy? Who's alive and living in North Carolina somewhere?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, he's the one who made the call, I believe, to the mother.
But didn't he? No, there was another guy who talked to the sister of the victim and was like really creepy about it.
Yeah.
So the guy talking to the mother, I think we're talking about two different things.
Maybe.
You were talking phone calls, like he would call at all hours of the night and then talk to the sister. That guy. There was somebody there. So there's this older gentleman who lived in that community there, Oak Beach, I think, in that community.
Yeah, that one.
And he was a strange dude. And the last thing I saw on Netflix or whatever, they were trying to pin it on that guy. And then he just moved down to North Carolina and got out of there. But there's a whole nother like Eyes Wide Shut thing going on too there, where there could have been like, you know, people getting together and getting the hookers, and then the hookers were showing up dead somehow, and then they didn't want to get caught because they were having their sex parties, but they weren't killing people, so then everybody was just blaming the murders on the people that were having the sex parties that didn't want to be known. I don't know. It's so convoluted, and it's so tough to figure out.
It's so frustrating.
And it frustrates me because it's... It's Long Island.
And it's right in our backyard, yes.
That's the thing. But I got so mad. I put on that one, I forget what channel, maybe Discovery, somebody. But it was like a Long Island serial killer documentary, and people were talking about it. People were writing about it, Newsday, everything. I put it on. They were so bad at trying to figure something out that they totally made a left turn on the whole story. Started doing trucker serial killers. Like, well, the truckers are all over the place, and they're killing people. I was like, it's not the point of the documentary. You're supposed to find out who the Long Island serial killer is. For Christ's sakes, do a better job, will you? It's not the chief of police. It's not him. I don't think it is, at least. I mean, that to me was the fake news situation from the beginning. They found like this guy, they thought, well, oh, there's cover up, blah, blah, blah. He had a box of sex toys. He must be some sort of sick weirdo who's dumping hookers on the side of the road. No, you can't make that leap. Can't do it. Sorry. It's never going to be solved, unfortunately.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.